You know, I know the gym work has become huge and people are spending hours upon hours in gyms nowadays, but is there anything you could just give them, just a final bit of advice there for the next couple of months as a chartered physio?
I suppose, unfortunately, like the high risk group is young females, and that's just from an anatomical point of view. So yeah, a little bit more at risk, just by virtue of a couple of different factors. But in terms of prevention, it's all about reduction and prevention. And I suppose if there was one golden piece of advice I would give, is to, I suppose, train for what you're going to play. And what I mean by that is to not spend hours upon hours in the gym getting really good at lifting, squats, deadlifts, double leg exercises. Because when you think about it, sports are typically one leg exercises. You're jumping off one leg, you're pushing off one leg, you're landing on one leg, you're twisting on one leg, you're striking a ball, but you're standing on one leg. And that's something that I see not done correctly or not done well enough in off season. So to work on single leg stability, and that's, I suppose, the number one factor. So if your single leg squats, your single leg deadlifts, single leg landing, it's all about trying to basically train up the knee, the ankle, the hip to be stable in a single leg position, because when you think about it, that's all you want to do when you're actually playing is landing on one leg, and there's very little double leg movements. So if there was one piece of advice to just switch the mindset a little bit, is to start working towards single leg exercises rather than double leg, because like we all want to be able to squat really heavy and deadlift really heavy, but it isn't overly transferable if we stick to those double leg exercises. So that's my one nugget of advice.
That's so much brilliant.
We could talk about on that, we could do a full podcast, but if you could just take that from it, you'd be well on your way.